Good evening. In the news tonight, the partisan Trump tax plan is rolled out, and Senate Democrats are ready to fight.
This completely new, lunar crater-size new loophole, in effect, takes a page out of Gordon Gekko's playbook.
This is all part of the hard right agenda. Cut taxes for the rich, blow up the deficit, decimate Medicare and Social Security.
New Yorkers rally to save the EPA in spite of proposed cuts by the Trump administration designed to add funding to the U.S. military budget.
I think that the environment is probably one of the most important issues that we have today because it affects everyone on the entire planet. And no matter what other strides we make for human rights, once the environment goes, it's going to affect all of us.
Secretary Pruitt is probably the most diabolical secretary in the history of the United States government.
With these and other stories in New York, I'm Linda Perry, and this is some of the news for Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Beginning with the tax plan, Senate Budget Committee Republicans and the Trump administration rolled out their new tax plan, which Trump says will simplify the tax code.
Tax simplification will be a major feature of the plan.
Trump's plan eliminates the estate tax for millionaires and billionaires who inherit businesses, investments, and real estate holdings. For most Americans, it doubles the standard deduction to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for families. But it reduces itemized deductions, so the middle class would actually pay more, while reducing itemized deductions benefits the wealthy. In addition, the Trump tax plan eliminates the deduction for state and local taxes. This is especially valuable to people in high-tax states such as New York, New Jersey, and California. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
In states like New York and California, doubling the standard deduction and eliminating the personal deduction will not make up for the loss when you eliminate state and local deductibility. What I'd say to the president and the Republicans, last time you tried to eliminate state and local deductibility and tax reform foundered, you had to eliminate that. Same thing will happen now. Lots of Republican congressmen in states like New York and California come from districts where the elimination of state and local deductibility hurts their core constituency, even with doubling the standard deduction. So, Leader McConnell and Speaker Ryan argue this is a boon to wealthy taxpayers in blue states. It's not true. It's just not true. Here's another amazing thing. We don't know where this came from. They raised the bottom rate from 10 to 12%, the lowest rate on the poorest and working class Americans. So what the plan does is the top rate on the wealthiest comes down, and the bottom rate on working class families goes up. What kind of plan is this? Republicans will argue that they double the standard deduction so it covers the raise in the lower rate. Bunk. By repealing the personal exemption, Republicans are once again raising taxes on middle class and working Americans. A family of two on this framework with a household income of $45,000 could see their bill increase by $1,000. That's not helping the middle class. They're using fine print, hidden tax hikes on the middle class in order to give huge cuts to the wealthy.
And Schumer says the plan will add from $5 to $7 trillion to the nation's deficit.
If it passes, it will only be a matter of time before Republicans start crying out, the deficit's so big, we've got to cut Social Security, we have to cut Medicare, Americans beware. That's what they do. Dramatically lower taxes on the wealthy, do it in an irresponsible way, and then they say the big deficit we just created forces us to cut Medicare and Social Security. This is all part of the hard right agenda. Cut taxes for the rich, blow up the deficit, decimate Medicare and Social Security. The tax plan makes clear Republicans are circling the wagons to do what they have tried to do for decades, go after Social Security and Medicare.
For Republicans who were defeated on repealing Obamacare, the tax plan could yield a big political payoff. But like Trump Care, the tax plan wasn't negotiated in a bipartisan manner. According to Schumer, tax reform should help the middle class, not the 1%, and it shouldn't increase the deficit. It should be revenue neutral. He says Republicans are going to have the same problem they did with Trump Care.
By trying to put a plan through in a partisan way, through reconciliation, the Republicans are going to have the same problem with tax reform that they had with health care. They are going to decidedly push an unpopular plan. 70% of Americans do not want tax breaks for the wealthy or for big corporations. They're going to try to push that through. Health care ultimately failed. The repeal of health care, the Republican Trump care, ultimately failed because the public was against it. The public will be equally strong against this plan that is so perverse in helping the wealthy and hurting the middle class, and it will fail.
Coupled with the elimination of the personal and dependent exemption, this is a recipe for serious inequality in our code.
U.S. Senator from Oregon, Ron Wyden, is chair of the Senate Finance Committee.
And I want to just amplify for a moment on the leader's important point with respect to the Republicans. They're going to be all about the country saying that they're doubling the standard deduction. They are playing a shell game with respect to middle-class families in America. What they give with one hand, they take away with another. While the Republicans say that they're going to increase the standard deduction, at the same time they propose eliminating these vital, personal, and dependent exemptions. What a family of four would gain with respect to an extra $12,000 in standard deductions, they simultaneously lose more than $16,000 in personal and dependent exemptions. Folks, that is a net tax increase. We have made it clear, Senator Schumer and I together said that the focus was going to be on middle class. The focus was going to be on ensuring that we had regular order and we had fiscal responsibility. As of now, the Republicans are walking on the history of successful bipartisan tax reforms.
The Trump tax plan reduces taxes on corporations from 35% to 20%. For a period of 5 years, companies could further reduce how much they pay by immediately writing off their investments. Senator Wyden says, in effect, this plan takes a page out of Gordon Gekko's playbook. Gekko, the main character in Oliver Stone's film, Wall Street.
Fact is, we know the ultra-wealthy get a $100 billion handout each time the corporate tax rate is cut by just one percentage point. Back-of-the-napkin estimates show that the Trump plan on the corporate side will result in $1.8 trillion in tax cuts for the multinationals and the powerful CEOs. Then let's turn to the pass-through issue that the two of us feel so strongly about. This completely new, lunar crater-size new loophole in effect takes a page out of Gordon Gekko's playbook. Pass-through status, Democrats have said again and again, is enormously important to small businesses. A cleaner, a garage, a restaurant. That's not what the Republicans are talking about. They're talking about a whole new set of wealthy individuals being able to dodge their taxes through this new provision. The early returns on this one give an approximate estimate of $660 billion in tax cuts to Mar-a-Lago's most loyal members. That's the pass-through provision. And through shell companies and tax shelters, well-to-do people, the richest in America, are going to be able to disguise wages as business income to avoid higher income tax rates and paying their fair share of payroll taxes. And we want to make clear, because, you know, all this tax lingo is kind of eye-glazing stuff. Payroll taxes fund Social Security and Medicare, programs that the American people and the two of us feel so strongly about. This pass-through tax dodge jeopardizes those core programs, Medicare and Social Security, as we know it today.
Schumer.
By trying to put a plan through in a partisan way, through reconciliation, the Republicans are going to have the same problem with tax reform that they had with health care. They are going to decidedly push an unpopular plan. 70% of Americans do not want tax breaks for the wealthy or for big corporations. They're going to try to push that through. Health care ultimately failed. The repeal of health care, the Republican Trump care, ultimately failed because the public was against it. The public will be equally strong against this plan that is so perverse in helping the wealthy and hurting the middle class, and it will fail.
Schumer says he hopes Republicans will walk back the plan quickly. And you're listening to the news on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Protesters in New York from Food and Water Watch, the Environmental Advocates of New York, Riverkeeper, the Sierra Club, 350.org, and NYPERG, they've organized a number of rallies recently to protest the Trump administration's proposed cuts to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. In Trump's 2018 budget proposal, 31% of the EPA budget would be cut. It eliminates more than 50 programs and 3,200 jobs. Margaret Perkins is a member of the climate group 350.org.
And that's a group that advocates for a fossil-free economy, energy, for renewable energies, to bring the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere down to 350. That's where the name comes from. And we work at the local level in New York City. We work nationally and internationally. And today we're here for a rally to get Senator Schumer to support the EPA. Trump has stated he's going to cut the budget 30%. The Secretary Pruitt is probably the most diabolical secretary in the history of the United States government. He has slashed and cut back all Obama's regulations on climate, methane, carbon dioxide, and now he's given a lot of paybacks to the mining industry, the coal industry. So things are really returning to what they were 30 years ago in terms of pollution. And it's really a crisis now that we're confronting.
The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, comes out of Oklahoma, where as attorney general, reports reveal that he was in the pocket of the oil and gas industry for years. As AG, he opposed abortion rights, same-sex marriage, the Affordable Care Act, and environmental regulations. Pruitt received campaign contributions from the fossil fuel industry. As Oklahoma's attorney general, he sued the EPA at least 14 times, and now he runs it. He's a climate denier. He was behind Trump's push to get out of the Paris Climate Accord. Here he is on June 4th, kowtowing to Trump, who just did his bidding by pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your decision today to exit the Paris Accord reflects your unflinching commitment to put America first. And by exiting, you're fulfilling yet one more campaign promise to the American people. Please know that I'm thankful for your fortitude, your courage, and your steadfastness as you serve and lead our country. America finally has a leader who answers only to the people.
Then Pruitt, embracing the Trump-Bannon ideology that the climate accord is a threat to American sovereignty, says pulling out of the accord is historic, that it restores economic independence.
Mr. President, you have corrected a view that was paramount in Paris, that somehow the United States should penalize its own economy, be apologetic, lead with our chin, while the rest of the world does little. Other nations talk a good game. We lead with action, not words. Our efforts, Mr. President, as you know, should be on exporting our technology, our innovation, to nations who seek to reduce their CO2 footprint to learn from us. That should be our focus, versus agreeing to unachievable targets that harm our economy and the American people.
Scott Pruitt, and through him, Donald Trump, by pulling out of the accord, dismissed business leaders who agree that the Paris Agreement is good for the American economy. In a letter to Trump before he pulled out of the agreement, Adobe, Apple, Facebook, Mars, PG&E, Tiffany, and other companies urged him to stay in. The view is that a strong Paris Agreement means all countries will be working towards the same climate goal, leveling the playing field for American manufacturers and creating new markets abroad for climate-friendly technology like solar panels and energy-efficient appliances, that U.S. business is best served by a stable and practical framework with a global response to climate change, that pulling out of it weakens efforts to combat global warming.
I'm really concerned about cuts to environmental programs, especially the EPA.
Ben Smith from Brooklyn joined the protest in front of Schumer's office by environmental advocates. He says he's a concerned citizen.
I got a couple little kids and really concerned about climate change. And I feel like President Trump and the EPA are really trying to gut and roll back action on climate change, and I want to stop it. This government is working hand in hand with the oil companies, and I think the oil companies are interested in gutting all these environmental protections and action on climate, trying to roll back efforts to develop more clean energy. And so I really think that the oil company fossil fuel involvement in our government is what's behind all of this.
Reports that Scott Pruitt was in the pocket of the oil and gas industry as attorney general have followed him as head of the EPA. The Washington Post got hold of his schedule since he took over the agency. It shows he met with many automobile, mining, and fossil fuel industry CEOs and made decisions in their favor, which roll back environmental protections. By contrast, he met only with two environmental groups and one public health group during the same period of time from April through early September. EPA spokesperson Liz Bauman says as EPA has been the poster child for regulatory overreach, the agency is now meeting with those ignored by the Obama administration. She says as we return EPA to its core mission, Administrator Pruitt is leading the agency through process, the rule of law, and cooperative federalism. Kathy McConnell from West Islip on Long Island is with Friends of the Earth. The group believes that politicians who equate inaction with moderation are flat wrong, and need to stop living in denial or be replaced.
The Trump administration and Scott Pruitt are really destroying the EPA from the inside out and are trying to basically defund it by as much as a third. It's already lost 23% of its budget in the last decade, and they simply cannot do what the American people have called on them to do unless they're properly supported and funded. And it's been a very quiet issue. We've seen Schumer speak out very strongly, as we would like him to do, about health care and DACA, but we need him to speak up about the environment as well, because the environment is something we all share and benefits us all. And if we allow it to go back to the bad old days when rivers used to catch on fire and smog killed, it's going to hurt us all.
One area that would be cut back is the Superfund, the federal program designed to clean up the nation's most environmentally hazardous sites, hotspots that pose danger to public health and local environments.
My name is Karen Blundell. I'm an organizer with the Fifth Avenue Committee, a 39-year-old nonprofit, and I am a part of an initiation called Turning the Tide. Turning the Tide is an environmental justice group that's seeking equity, social, economic justice for communities that have low-income housing, such as the Gowanus, Wyckoff, Warren, which is around the Superfund Gowanus Canal. The Gowanus Canal cleanup is underway, and any cuts to the EPA would delay the cleanup, and we want the cleanup to move forward so that we can bring our resiliency and sustainability back to the community. The EPA oversees these cleanups, so any cuts to them would delay the time frame for the cleanup of the Gowanus Canal, as well as other Superfund cleanups around the city.
Clip. My name is Karen Blundell. Kathy McConnell with Friends of the Earth.
In a lot of ways, we have a lot of Superfund sites, and the funds from that come through the EPA. I live on a creek, actually, that is a Superfund site, and it's been cleaned up once and now has to be cleaned again. We also need the EPA to take a lead in climate change action. Long Island and New York were devastated by Sandy, which was a superstorm that was helped created by the warming of the oceans. Also, the oceans are rising. They're right on our doorstep and over our doorstep, as we've seen just these past couple of weeks. America's getting hit very hard by these huge, unprecedented storms, but they come one after the other, one year after another, and that's because the oceans are warming, and that's because of climate change. We can't afford to, close our eyes to this issue. It's right in front of us.
McConnell says Friends of the Earth has been around since the 70s and was one of the institutions that helped create the EPA. The group believes that clean air and clean water is a right to everyone, as is a stable climate.
We're seeing rising sea levels and things of that nature already happening with climate change. And going forward, if we don't do things to be, to counteract what's happening, then it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. So,
Bella Matias is a CCNY student.
I think that the environment is probably one of the most important issues that we have today, because it affects everyone on the entire planet. And no matter what other strides we make for human rights, once the environment goes, it's going to affect all of us.
At CCNY, Mateus is a member of NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group, which works on environmental issues.
Aside from protesting and lobbying, we do that through NYPIRG. We also have a group on campus called CCNY Green, and they work to take green initiatives in the school as well. Join us in this fight to keep the environment, protected and keep us all living on a better place.
Rallying and getting out to make your voice heard is important, says Margaret Perkins with 350.org.
We're doing rallies. I mean, rallies are important to coalesce people around those issues, to let policymakers such as the senators know that people are really, it's an important issue for them, to get them to stay. Schumer is head, he's leader in the Senate. He has the power to get all the Democrats and some Republicans, there are some moderate Republicans who are against the EPA cuts, he can get them to vote against those cuts. So that's our purpose here today, is to make sure that Schumer knows that people are very, very worried about what's happening with EPA, and we want him to act now.
The coalition of over two dozen New York advocacy groups outside Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's office call on him to lead Democrats in opposing any cuts to the EPA budget. The groups delivered 15,000 petitions to the senator's office. They ask him to step up and actively oppose cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. Victoria Ramlogging is a student. She's a freshman at Hunter College.
We're petitioning to save the EPA because, you know, there's just so much pollution in the world, and, you know, there's so many people, and I think it's time to, like, clean up the earth, because the earth is just, we've just had two hurricanes that were just back to back, and, like, it's never been seen before, and it's time to act, like, now, or else it's too late. In my school, I'm hoping that we can plan a bunch of cleanups around the city for a start, and just advocate that and hopefully inspire other people to also help to clean up the earth. Yeah. I just hope that we can all come together to stop all the pollution in the earth and, you know, convert instead of fossil fuels, you know, to other forms of energy.
And here's a message from Blondell with Turning the Tide.
Everybody should get involved and find out about their community and what type of environmental burdens and issues are in their community. And they should get on the phone, send a letter to our Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, and ask for his support. Since he's such a powerful person in government, his support for cleanups and education on environment, as well as a just transition away from fossil fuels in our communities.
For more on actions to prevent cutbacks to the EPA, go to 350.org, NYPIRG.org, and Friends of the Earth Action at foeaction.org. Senator Chuck Schumer's office on 3rd Avenue, here's the phone for that. It's 212-486-4430 if you want to make your voice heard. It's 212-486-4430 if you want to tell the senator to step up and block cuts to the EPA. We'll have more on Scott Pruitt and the EPA in coming days. And that's the WBAI Evening News for Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. The news was produced with Akeem Killick and Reggie Johnson. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.